Greetings and welcome to the Maggie Don Show. I am not Maggie Don. I am Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host this afternoon for the Maggie Don Show across the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining all of us for this wonderful broadcast this afternoon. It's a busy day in Wisconsin. We got a Brewers home opener. We're one day away from the spring election. There's a lot going on. It's all pretty discombobulating, but I am here to recombobulate with you for the next couple hours. We have a terrific show planned, but first, remember to be a voter. Learn about where your polling location is for the Wisconsin April 1st spring election and what you need to do to register in person on election day if needed at myvote.wi.gov. Again, that's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, April 1st. That's tomorrow. It is coming right up on us, folks. And so to kick off the show here, We have Todd Alba, host of The Alba Show, here with us to continue a discussion that we were having during his show. But just to let you know what we have ahead planned for us as well, we have a terrific show planned. Ben Wickler, the chair of the State Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is going to be joining us at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, Ari Berman, who is one of the foremost voting rights reporters in the country. He writes for Mother Jones. He's going to be joining us at that time. And then at 3:30, former Attorney General Eric Holder, who is also the chair of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. He is going to be joining us as well. So we have a terrific show to recombobulate here with you. But first, kicking things off with none other than Todd Alba. Todd, how are you?
Well, I'm well. And again, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You got that great guest lineup of all those really important people. And then he kicks it off with a guy who, I'm not joking for those not watching on the stream, is using a Milton Berle joke book as a microphone stand.
Who's to say that Ben Wickler and Eric Holder aren't doing the same with their microphone stands?
It's great to be with you. The Brewers are not doing so hot right now. I know on some of the Civic Media stations it's being broadcast, but they're down right now. Still 4-0.
Yeah. Still 4-0 on the Brewers broadcast. There. That's all right. It's all right. We'll get those bats going a little bit earlier. Right. That's okay, right, though. But so just to reset for our listeners here, I joined Todd's show to talk a little bit about the voter ID amendment that is going to be on the ballot statewide. You know, I think because the Wisconsin Supreme Court race has gotten so much attention over the past few months as we've gone through the campaign here, especially lately with the record spending, I think Wiz Politics reported today north of $100 million that has been spent.
$100 million
spent on this one race alone. Record spending also on the state superintendent race. We've got referenda for schools and local government around the state, but we also have this amendment that is going to be on the ballot statewide. About voter ID. And this amendment, like so many others, has confusing language, is changing language in the state constitution. So this is a big deal. And I will just read it verbatim here before we jump into it. So this question that is going to be on the ballot statewide asks about photographic identification for voting. Shall Section 1M of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to require that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election, subject to exceptions which may be established by law? And you answer yes or no. Now, many of pro-democracy organizations around the state, League of Women Voters, Common Cause, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, they are encouraging people to vote no in this election. I think many people are opposed to this type of practice of pushing these questions to a state constitution instead of finding some sort of bipartisan solution in the legislature. But we were talking before the break. Todd, you've got a pretty interesting history talking about voter ID and being in the room when Wisconsin Republicans moved to enact voter ID. And you talked about how their motivations for this were especially partisan.
Yeah, I'll bring, for those that didn't listen to the end of our show, I'll give you a quick synopsis of where we left off last hour here with Dan Schaefer. So I was a member of the Republican Party up until 2011 when I left it because of what I'm about to say. I was working for former state senator and Senate Majority Leader Republican Dale Schultz. There was a what's called a closed session of their caucus. Both Republicans and Democrats do this, where members and staff get to go behind closed doors and discuss legislation. Why that's allowed, we'll leave that to Maggie Dawn and others, but it is. But I was witness to when they were discussing these so-called voter ID bills back in 2011, and former State Senator Mary Lozick, who chaired the Senate Committee on Elections, was frustrated that her colleagues weren't behind this more and stood up and said, hey, we ought to think about what this would really mean for voters in places like Milwaukee and college campuses, i.e., it would suppress the vote. My boss, former boss, was the only one that put his hand on the desk and say, hey, we ought to think about what we're doing here. Glenn Grothman, who was a state senator, now a U.S. congressman, said, hey, Dale, the Democrats would do the same thing if they were in charge, so we better hurry up and do it while we can. My boss walked out in protest. He told me to stay there and listen. For about 90 minutes, I heard my party talk about gleefully, not everybody in the room, but many, talk gleefully about taking people's constitutional rights away. And I walked down to his office afterwards and said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's not who I am. He said, by that time, he knew he was not going to run for election. He said, well, you don't have to do any other stuff, but stay here and help me. And he ended up voting against the final two so-called voter ID bills because he told us, he goes, well, let's do it ourselves. Let's do the research. And so at the time, and I want to give him a shout out, Joe Hassler Jr. from the great city of Reedsburg, Wisconsin, who is a graduate of the J School, journalism school at UW-Madison, was on staff. And he actually helped. He did most of the work. And we looked at, did a bunch of research, and we could only find two voters in Wisconsin who had quote unquote voter fraud. One was a current Republican staffer who had, of the legislature, who voted in Madison and in her hometown in northern Wisconsin. And the other was Robin Voss's, one of his many estranged former wives now, who had voted in Racine and then voted out in Idaho. And Voss got Republican DA in Racine County to expunge the charges. And that's why Dale said, this is not happening. It's not a thing, to borrow Jane Mattner's phrase. It shouldn't be a thing, and it isn't a thing. And he voted no. And so where we left the story, fast forward to 2016, I had a barista in my little private coffee business who happened to be Latino from Los Angeles. He went to vote in the 2016 primary, couldn't, because the law that I witnessed being crafted had then been implemented by Walker. And it denied, because he only had a California voter driver's license, he didn't have time to get his birth certificate back from L.A. to Wisconsin to get a Wisconsin one, and he was not allowed to vote.
So you saw firsthand two things here. One, you saw the voter ID law that was passed and enacted disenfranchise people from voting, disenfranchise this individual who you were working with at the time. And you also saw the motivations behind the law, which were purely partisan and not part of the, you know, with the phrase they use now is election integrity. I don't know if that's the same thing that they were saying at the time, but it's essentially along the same lines. But it was very much, and it is now, a solution in search of a problem, because there was no widespread voter fraud before any voter ID was enacted. There has been no widespread voter fraud since, you know, as they passed it. This has always struck me as like an interesting part of this story. After Republicans passed it, it was in the 2020 election that they had so many problems with, you know, they said it was like, oh, easy to vote, hard to cheat, right?
Right.
And they made it that way. And in their words, saying hard to cheat. And then they said, oh, no, our guy lost, so let's try to overturn the election.
Correct.
That has always struck me as a kind of telling piece of all of this. But now here we are a couple years later, 5 years since they tried to overturn the election now. And now they're putting this on the ballot. And I think just in general practice, I'm going to be voting against this in general practice. I don't like what Republicans are doing here in forcing these poorly worded questions onto the statewide ballot.
I voted early on Friday. I've been voting to stick on for those watching on the stream. I voted no as well, not because I'm fine with a voter ID. What I'm not fine with are these supplemental laws, which make it harder to get a photo ID. I think it should be, for instance, when we get our driver's license, we should be registered to vote. I think that student IDs on campuses should be a legal form of ID, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I voted against this referendum, A, because I know what's behind it, and B, what the implications could be on women, denying them the right to vote, and other people as well across Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, so we're both taking that course of action here. I also am fairly confident that this amendment is going to pass by a pretty significant margin.
Yes.
and there are a couple of reasons for that. One is just like we've said what Republicans have been doing with these constitutional amendments, the majority of them have passed since they've in absence of a coordinated kind of campaign against it. You know, Sarah Godlewski pushed to keep the state treasurer's office when that was on the ballot. There was another one last summer about the direction of federal funds that Wisconsin Democrats really organized against during the summer primary. But most of these passed. So I expected to pass, one, for that reason, and two, because I think it is public opinion on voter ID has shifted in pretty significantly in one direction. As we talked about in the last segment, the most recent Marquette University Law School poll took a look at this, asking if you favor or oppose requiring a government-issued photo ID to vote. 77% of registered voters who responded to that said that they favor requiring a government-issued photo ID to vote. So I think it is... it's part of just reading the writing on the wall here of where things have gone. And I think there is just kind of generally a little bit more adoption of photo IDs in our day-to-day lives now in 2025, as opposed to where things were in 2011. And so I think the progression of this is part of the story that we're looking at as well. We're going to continue having this conversation with Todd Alba for one more segment after the break here. Then we'll be talking to Ben Wickler and the rest of our wonderful guests here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back. Relax a weekend. Once I get strapped in the 210, wheels up and we'll be rocking, getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me?